I was tasked with this assignment to not just talk about disability discrimination or accommodations in that respect, but to really talk about accommodations that were seen under various laws and various EEOC guidance that are required. So the ones I'm going to focus on today are pregnancy, religion, gender identity, and disability. Let's start right off. We're going to start right now with accommodating pregnancy. Now, you're all probably familiar with the Pregnancy Discrimination Act of 1978. And what's interesting about that is while this took effect in 1978, workplace accommodations for pregnancy were largely treated as a privilege instead of an enforceable right. I mean, there were the law regarding it, but it wasn't really applied so much. The other law, obviously, was the Americans with Disabilities Act of 1990, but the narrow construction of the original ADA of what really constitutes a disability really kept pregnancy accommodations from happening very much. So talking about recent developments which have shifted the analysis, not oh so recent, the ADAAA, the ADA Amendments Act, and that's of 2008, and that was really a significant development in pregnancy accommodations, and it's the most significant one we've had since the ADA and the FMLA. Now, the ADAA, go back one, the ADAA provides broader coverage to disabilities.